Last week, members of Philadelphia School Reform Commission gathered for the last time. A new 9-member Board of Education appointed by the mayor takes over, holding its first public meeting on Monday, July 9th. I caught up with WHYY's education reporter, Avi Wolfman-Arendt, to talk about this period of transition. I asked him what was the swan song for the SRC at its final meeting.
It was sort of a regular meeting. They considered a bunch of charter school renewals. There were a couple of pet issues that popped up that inspired some anger, which happens at every SRC meeting. And, you know, at the end, the SRC members gave speeches and rode off into the sunset. It wasn't that different than a normal meeting.
It just quietly dissolves into oblivion?
Yeah, it was interesting, right? I think it was indicative of the fact that there weren't a lot of champions, a lot of people in the SRC's corner by the time it faded out.
Well, take us back to ring one before the knockout. So 17 years ago, why did the SRC get created? Some people don't remember.
Yeah, so there was this sense, especially among leaders in Harrisburg and some local state reps, that the School District of Philadelphia was in a really tough position. The state needed to step in and fix things and institute reforms and shake things up because kids weren't graduating. There wasn't meaningful academic progress, and the school district was perpetually in financial distress. They created this board, 5 members, 3 of them appointed by the governor, 2 of them appointed by the mayor, that would serve the function of a school board.
Let's compare the SRC with the new school board that's going to be taking over. Will there be a difference in functionality?
Not really. They're going to do a lot of the same things. They're going to approve contracts. They're going to vote up or down on charter schools. They're going to vote on policies. They're really going to serve the exact same role. The difference is all of the members are appointed by the mayor instead of having some of the members appointed by the governor.
Well, let's talk about who the board will be accountable to. I guess the mayor, city council?
Yeah, chiefly the mayor. City council is going to have the ability to vote up or down on future appointees, so they're going to have some say as well. But a lot of people are upset that there will be no direct voter accountability for the board. That's the most democratic form of board governance, and it's what exists in almost every other school district around the country and here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So it's going to be sort of this indirect form of representation.
Will the school board be acting on anything that we know of right out of the gates, or is the agenda to be determined?
Mostly to be determined. There's one big lingering issue, which is that about a quarter of the city's charter schools have refused to sign agreements with the district because they feel like the terms are unfair and too strict and that the academic bar for them is being set too high. That issue is lingering. But, you know, for the most part, we'll see. It's mostly a clean slate. One thing that should be noted is that the school district's in a pretty good financial situation for the next 2 or 3 years. So they're not going to have to worry about those sort of catastrophic things that pop up when you're in a budget crunch. Mm-hmm. So it'll probably mostly be nickel and dime issues and some smaller policy things, at least for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. You know the expression, be careful what you ask for. Mm-hmm. At what point might this new board get bumped and dinged by the people? People can easily distrust and dislike who's in charge of a big, at times struggling school district.
You hit the nail on the head. There were certainly things the SRC did, generally speaking, that some people didn't like. But in a lot of ways, it was just a whipping boy, a way for people to sort of pass their frustrations onto this body, frustrations that are born out of the fact that this is just a big urban school district with lots of big problems, and there really aren't any easy answers. And so, you know, you end up heaping your frustrations on the people in charge. And I think that'll be the case with this new board.
I'm sure you've thought of this. What do you see as the SRC's legacy? Did it bring the school district to a place that it needed to be, or at least get it toward that goal?
I would say TBD. Graduation rates went up. When the SRC was formed, it was sort of with this tacit promise that it would really stabilize the district, especially financially. That didn't really play out. There were still lots of ups and downs. Part of that had to do with the recession that came along and some changes in state aid. There were big changes that happened. Charter schools grew tremendously. It's hard to know whether that would have happened with or without the SRC, but I wouldn't say it's going to be remembered all that fondly, but I do think maybe 70 to 80% of that is the fact that they're in a position that people are going to attack them no matter what.
Avi, as an education reporter, a new board means a new era of reporting for you. Are you excited about that?
I'm excited to learn who these new people are. There's now 9 people on the school board. There will be on July 1st. And they're not the usual suspects. They aren't the type of people that used to show up at SRC meetings and raise a ruckus. They aren't the type of people who folks like me were quoting all the time about education issues. They're just sort of civically involved folks who now happen to be in charge of the schools. And I don't know totally what to expect from them.
WH5Y's education reporter, Avi Wolfman-Arendt, thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
As part of the new Board of Education's first meeting at 5 p.m. on July 9th at Philadelphia School District headquarters, new board members will host a meet and greet with the public.